Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and this is Dr. Joanne White, and it's a pleasure to be here today. In spite of, you wake up and things go awry, and then you decide, you know what, even though things are going awry, there are some wonderful aspects to really focus on. So first, we're going to send all sorts of positive energy to those folks in Oklahoma. One of my friends told me a story yesterday about her sister, who's actually in Oklahoma, and she asked her sister, like, what was happening to her during that time. And her sister said that her side of the street, where the tornado sometimes gets very specific in terms of where it hits and how it hits, that her side of the street, her house, was untouched. And she asked her sister, where were you? She said, I was in a closet. I was hiding in a closet. I was just terrified. Because for many people, it's the first time that they are experiencing something like that. So let's just send prayers and energy and just positive thoughts to those folks as they are repairing their lives and getting back together, and to those people who've suffered so many losses in terms of lives and property. And remember that you can participate in sending money to the Red Cross and in helping any way you can. So, speaking of help, how many of you, especially women out there, how many of you wish that maybe you had 3 more heads, 4 more arms, were able to clone yourself to God knows what power, but how many of you would love to be able to think that you have superwoman superpowers so that you can really be able to just do whatever it is you need to do with that extra oomph? I think many of us would answer yes, that we would love that. And today we're going to talk to a colleague and a personal friend of mine who is going to help us figure that out in terms of help us find our superpower, because if we dig deep inside, it's got to be there, okay? And this person I'm talking about is Sandy Tuttle, who's an author and a speaker, and she's both the owner and the operator of Home Badger Creations, which makes handmade wraps, shawls, I want one, Sandy, ponchos, scarves, and tunics for women of all ages. Sandy's an avid blogger and has been published both online and in print, and she also hosts this incredible show that I had the privilege of being on a while ago called The Average Superwoman, which is a weekly internet radio show that's dedicated to the superwoman in all of us. Sandy is the sole South Jersey representative for A Priori Beauty, which is a company created for women, by women, with a mission to help as many people as possible look and feel beautiful with the purest, most natural, and most innovative products and opportunities. Sandy, my goodness, look at what you do. Sandy also has an online jewelry boutique, Bows, Bling, and Shiny Things. I want some of those, too. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Sandy. How are you, Sandy?
Hi, Joanne. I'm terrific. Thank you for asking. And how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, despite having some little glitches with my website, but we will conquer that, yes. Anyway,
oh, please, I know, the tech gremlins, they get in those wires and it's just,
It's like, you know, sometimes we talk about gremlins, sometimes even if you have a washer and a dryer in your home, and many people do and many people don't, because when I used to have to go to one on in the community, I would invariably lose socks or whatever. But imagine that you do the same thing. It's your home. You take out a load, and you're putting the socks together to match the pairs, and suddenly, where did they go? Where? And so those gremlins are not just in the websites and computers. I think they're in a lot of electronic and automated products. Because I
oh, they are, really. I
kind
of think about it like, you know, in ancient Greece when they would sacrifice a chicken to Apollo or Athena. You know, you figure if you're offering up one sock a month so that your dryer still works, me, I think that's a good deal, but that's just me.
Well, that's true. So I'd rather do that than a chicken or sacrifice anything else, because they also used to do human sacrifices. So much, much better that we're doing a sock. So here's my sock. Take two, take three. Okay,
that's
let's
right.
get let's get back to finding your superpower. Firstly, why did you create the show with that title? I love the title.
Well, it was from a conversation with my friend and mentor, Janet Powers. We were talking about writing, and we were just kind of having a brainstorming conversation, and I was talking to her about, you know, how I, you know, go through a day, and I'm one of those people that I'll be sitting there in the parking lot at the supermarket watching this woman walking and talking on her cell phone, and, you know, she can still walk in 4-inch heels, and she looks so terrific, and yeah, I'm torn. And finally, my better instincts kick in, and I stop chewing the steering wheel and pull away instead of running her over out of jealousy. And, you know, how I realized that we all, in fact, have those moments when we feel that we are not all that in a bag of chips, when we look around us and we see all these people and we say, oh, well, she has it all together, and she has it all together, and she has it all together, and why don't I? So I started thinking about that concept and, you know, talking about how if you start talking to people around you, you find that the most extraordinary people are doing the most amazing things, and they could just be standing behind you in the supermarket checkout line, also reading National Enquirer and hoping nobody that they know sees them doing it. So Janet and I were laughing about the whole thing. And I was talking about, you know, it's kind of like being, you know, I feel like an average woman in a superwoman world. And she said, you know, you ought to write an article about that. So first the article, and then she said, you need to get this radio show. Go do it. And I always listened to Janet, and so I did, and that's how I got started. Well, an average woman in a superwoman world is a little bit long for people to remember, much less it's a horrible URL. So then it evolved into the Average Superwoman Show.
Well, you know, I love it, and you're so right about when you meet people, sometimes it's really very confusing, and you just don't know. I used to teach at Temple University, and I would talk to Temple University is known for just having a lot of different ethnicities coming together and just a lot of people from all different parts of the world and the country, which to me was exciting. And I would see everybody there. It was in a graduate class, and we would start to talk about who they were. I asked very specific questions. And suddenly, these people who looked so ordinary had the most extraordinary lives and interests and backgrounds and courage in terms of overcoming certain things that they did in their countries or whatever, and to be where they were today. And it always fascinated me because we never know that. So I think you're right. So I think it's so important that we honor that, and also, Sandy, that we honor that within ourselves.
And that's what made me really get focused with the show, and where my blogging takes me a great deal of the time, where my writing takes me a great deal of my time, the kind of people I have come on my show, what I see my mission as is to let people know that we all feel like that. We all feel like that average woman in the superwoman world. But instead of looking around at what all these people are doing, we need to realize that we have amazing things that we do. we are amazing in our own world. We are unique. We're the only us we're going to be, and there are times when my husband is very grateful for that. I know. We all do amazing things. I mean, somebody might say, well, you know, gee, I'm just a mom. First of all, there's no such thing as just a mom. Second of all, you may be the mom where, you know, all the kids in the neighborhood come and, all right, so you're cooking six extra meals a night. But you may end up being the person that becomes sort of a role model for one of those kids who really needed to make a connection. That kid may go on to do extraordinary things, may go on to start a company that employs disabled veterans and start a whole new trend in the workforce. You never know. You really never know how you touch other people's lives, and you can't sell yourself short. You need to start looking at yourself and give yourself some credit and maybe find ways to get out of your own way.
You know, that's so very important, because so often women, more than men, Sandy, are the ones that really kind of denigrate themselves, and they see their flaws. They compare. We are notorious for comparing ourselves to other women, like you were talking about in the supermarket, and coming up short, and seeing how it looks so easy on the other side. I remember one time I had an injury. And like you, I was kind of watching those pounds go into all the places I didn't want to go. And I saw this beautiful, attractive woman walking down the street. And I thought, my God, here I am, like, trying to walk, because after I fell off my bicycle. And I have to continuously do this to get back on and start all over again. And she's walking with the most gracious ease. Now, who knew what her life was, if I was to interview her, whatever, who's to say what struggles and challenges she had to overcome and face? But outwardly, without really kind of knowing that, that comparison made me feel less than. And we have to stop, and I was much younger, but we still have to stop ourselves from doing that, because like you said so aptly, we get in our own way.
It's right. And what's more, when we do that, every time we do that to ourselves, we're actually preventing what there is for us to shine at from coming out. We're preventing ourselves from discovering it. We're preventing ourselves from sharing it. So as my show has evolved, at first it was just discovering all these amazing people. I mean, honest to God, Joanne, I'm like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, because I clicked my heels together three times, and I'm still in my own backyard, and I'm finding all these amazing people just around me. Just, hi, I heard about you, or meet this person. For example, there's a woman, and I interviewed her a little over a year ago. Her name is Ruth Melian, and she runs the Contact Community Consignment Shop on 41 in Haddonfield. Now, everybody who knows me knows that I'm a consignment shop junkie, because I love being able to get an $800 jacket for $12 with the tag still on it. You'll call me crazy.
Sandy, I'm going shopping with you, too.
Absolutely. We're going to have a Girls Go Wild shopping day. We're going to pick a Wednesday,
it.
And I'm going to take you someplace where you bring $40 in cash and you can come home with four bags of clothes. You're going to have
okay.
a ball.
We're going to do
but
that.
But anyway, this is a wonderful consignment shop. You can go in there and get gently worn Chanel. You can get beautiful things. But what people don't know is that for over 18 years, the proceeds from this consignment shop have completely funded a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week helpline in the town, in the area. They have a whole program where volunteers call a group of seniors every day and shut-ins to make sure they're okay. So if they have no one, they don't have to be afraid. No one will know if something happens to them. It, you know, if you need to get your heat turned on, if you need a domestic abuse shelter, you know, this store funds that. So you've got people like me who have champagne taste and bottled water pockets, and then you have people who have beautiful things and want to get some money for it. We're all happy. Plus, it provides the service. You would never know it until you found out about her. So I started finding out about these people. And I started saying to myself, self, how do you find your superpower? I mean, it's all well and good for me to keep saying to people, look around you in your community and see all these wonderful people doing these things, but that doesn't stop us from being jealous and saying, yeah, well, look at what they're doing. And I realized
I'm kind of shooting myself in the foot.
Exactly. What am I, chopped liver? No, I don't even like liver. So I started thinking about how I was going to correct this. I started thinking about what it takes to find your superpowers.
Well, good, because I think that that's what women need to hear about today. So what does it take?
All right. Well, for example, think about superheroes. You know, they have capes. They have bracelets of power. Of course they do. They have bling. You have to have bling. Even the guy superheroes have bling. Let's face it. They all have that long, flowing 80s rock star hair. They're all really cool. They all have these wonderful things. But how do you get what you see as superpowers? So the first thing I would say to somebody who wants to find her superpower or his superpower is define yourself with power. Now, stop being a victim. Victims have no power. And you may have had the worst things ever happen to you in your life, but until you stop seeing yourself as a victim, you won't be able to move forward. Another thing
right.
you need to do is surround yourself with power. Now, think about when you were a kid and you read the comic books, the Justice League. The Justice League was awesome. You know, there were all these superheroes with all their various superpowers, and they all hung out together, and they helped each other save the world on a regular basis. So ask yourself, you know, who are you surrounding yourself with? Do you have a support network of family and friends who are on your side and have your back, and who would use their superpowers to support you on your journey? You know, or are you hanging out with Catwoman? You know, angry, bitter, negative people who don't add to your well-being and sense of self. A good way to help yourself remember this is to say to yourself, if this person takes away more than they add to your life, make them go away. Does that make any sense?
I think it's hard for people to do that. And again, women have difficulty saying no. So women are kind of it's built into us in terms of our genetics. I believe that we are there to be caregivers and compassionate. So it's very hard for us to say no. But I think you're right. Because I think, Sandy, what's so important is that when we don't do that, we're detracting from ourselves, and it takes its toll, as you're talking about. And we find that we don't have the energy for ourselves and the energy and the wherewithal for other people. And we love, as women, I believe this wholeheartedly, we love to be a part of helping other people and moving other people forward, whether it's mentoring, whether it's rearing children, whether it's coming up with these new home badger creations or radio shows, whatever it is, where we're helping to promote others. I want to stop a moment and tell our listeners that for those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking to Sandy Tuttle, who is the show host, radio host of the Average Superwoman Show. And if you want to speak to my guest or myself, you can certainly call us at 805-285-9790. We would love to hear from you. And maybe you have some ideas about how to find your superpower or what you needed to do or what you did do to create or find your superpower so you could share that with other females all around the globe. I think, too, that it's important for us as mentors, because you mentioned something about that woman in Haddonfield, that store, and you know, I never knew about that, and Haddonfield is like so close to me, so thank you for that, because I'm going to make sure, aside from you and I going on that shopping spree, that I give her some attention too, because I think that's important. But I think that we, now, I don't know how old you are, and we're not putting age on the show. We are ageless and timeless. That's part of being superwoman. We have no age, but I think it's important for us to be mentors to younger generations. And one of the ways to do that, in my belief, is that we are helping them discover and live and create their superpowers. So what would you say to some of the younger generations that are coming up now that are maybe struggling oftentimes? They say, well, this is the world that we found that we inherited, that we found ourselves in. What would you say to them?
Well, you know, the first thing I would say is, you know, you have to play the hand you're dealt. You know, we thought the world, I'm going to be 59 this fall. When I was a teenager, when I was a young woman, I mean, we thought our world was a mess, too. We had Watergate and Vietnam and, you know, all of that stuff. There's always, that you could always find bad and crazy things. And, you know, I think I read someplace that Socrates or Cicero or one of those people back in Rome and Greece and all that were talking about how awful the young people world and how it was never going to work and we're all going to die. So every generation feels that way. But you can't focus on that. But the young women today, what I think they need to do, first of all, is they need to learn to listen to good instincts. You know, that they need to stop listening to negativity. I think that there's so much negativity out there and around us. And look at all the stupid reality TV shows. And, you know, Guilty as Charged. I'm addicted to Judge Judy and a couple other judge shows. And that's a reality show, just like anything else. But it seems like everywhere you look now, on the Internet, on television, all the media inundation, it's all very negative. It's all in your face and negative, and you know that's got to be difficult to filter out, especially if you're a young woman, you know, early teens, mid teens, and you're just not old enough to have the filter. And you know, for example, you see a lot of bullying, and I have a friend who is out in Indiana, Kim Harvey, and she and her mother started the Angels and Doves Anti-Bullying Program, which is a very inspired program that they can go into school as young as kindergarten with, you know, materials and stuff to educate children about the power of not bullying and how important it is. And it's a very inclusive program. They're using their superpowers to do that. But one of the things that they have in there is, you know, they need them to start listening to good things, to positivity. You know, who are you listening to? Even if you're not listening to the people outside of you, how many young women do you know are telling themselves, I mean, even women my age, but young women, they tell themselves day after day, hour after hour, you know, I'm not good enough, I have to do more, I have to succeed more, you know, I'm stupid, I'm boring, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm lazy, blah, 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 have I missed anything? You know, one of the first things I would tell young women is stop listening to whatever voice that is that you're hearing in your head that's negative. You know, turn that off and start to focus about the positive things about yourself. You have to change that channel.
Right. I think that's so right on. I think, firstly, that often those negative voices, that whether we have them in our heads and maybe they've come from the past and maybe they've come from responses that may not even be our own. They may be from parents, from teachers, from other critics in our lives that we've kind of incorporated. So I think that, yes, that's so essential. I also think that we as women, probably more so than men, do this comparison. Now, firstly, we see in terms of stars, people who are super thin, who are super beautiful with model proportions, whatever, and we, particularly young women, we strive to be that way, and so many young women are really feeling in trouble because of this, because they look at that and they're finding themselves coming up short. So part of that is really important that we stop doing that, because the only thing I believe to compare ourselves to is our own growth. Where are you today versus, I mean, take a look at where you were 20 years ago, Sandy. Same with me. I mean, people say to me, I tell people that I was called a late bloomer in grade school, and I was quiet and timid, and they think I'm lying because I've kind of pushed myself to be out there to overcome that. And so in terms of comparison, yes, I could compare myself to people that have done more or look better or whatever, but I also really, what I like to do is to think, wow, look where you've come. look how you've evolved, because that actually helps us feel good about ourselves, because it is a journey and it is important. We're talking to Sandy Tuttle. What are you doing to find your superpower? What are some other superpowers, Sandy, that women have and maybe aren't even aware of?
Well, you know, I think that a lot of women have X-ray vision and they don't use it. And, you know, I'm not saying they look at themselves in the mirror and see the woman that they were at 17. I'm talking about a lot of people actually do see the open windows that there are in their lives. They just don't walk through that door. They just don't stick their head out that window and see what's there. I think a lot of women are presented with opportunities that they might find intriguing or exciting, and they don't look past their fears. They don't stop and say to themselves, would I enjoy doing that? They don't feel entitled to take that step, to seize that joy, to see if that's going to be fulfilling. And, you know, I don't want people to misunderstand me. I'm not talking about people who are, you know, raising a family and have responsibilities and you've got to have a job and you've got to take the kids to soccer and taekwondo and all that. I mean, I know that. Been there, did that. But you can fulfill yourself. You can discover what you are good at any time in your life, because you're going to find different strengths as you grow, as you mature. You know, my daughter is 28, and personally, one of her amazing strengths that I think she has is she has a real dedication to getting the job done, getting it done right, and, you know, always trying to do her best. That's a great skill. She still doesn't see it as a superpower because she gets frustrated. You know, I think that women need to look at the open windows that come across in their lives. And another thing they need to do is stop trying to please everybody.
You know, that's an important point, because we like to make people happy. We like to make sure that our kids are happy, that our spouses are happy, that our partners are happy, that our friends are happy. And sometimes we do that, like you say, we do that at the expense of, we'll use that window, at the expense of really being aware of that open window and really kind of taking flight and really seeing where our talents and our desires can take us. I think it's important. So let's shift a little bit, because this show goes so fast. And I want to know more about Home Badger Creations, because in you found that's one of your gifts. Now, I'm left-handed, and I remember when I was younger and I had a sewing class, firstly, the patterns were made for right-handed people, the scissors, the everything, and I was totally tortured, and I used to bring home my sewing, and my mother and my sister, who were gifted sewers and knitters, used to laugh at me and help me along. How did this show go so fast here?
Because we're saying just having fun.
We just always have a good time
when we...
Go ahead.
We just always have a good time when we talk. That's one of the wonderful things, everybody, about Joanne, is her mind has such wonderful depth. And we start on a topic, and before you know it, we've just covered so many different facets of it. I could be on for 6 hours and listen to her, but, of course, you guys would all get tired and have to go make dinner, so I understand.
you're such an angel. But so the point is that here you are. You're doing these, aside from being able to do all the other stuff, blogging and a radio show, and that takes very different talents. Here you are, you're making these handmade, beautiful things for women of all ages, And how did you get into it? And because I see you as this, I'm also picturing it. I've never seen these, but now I'm ready for a personal walkthrough of all this. Because not only that, you're going to dress me up too. We're going to have such a day, Sandy.
We're going to have such a blast.
It may last
for
weeks.
How did you get started out as one of those the window is open situations. It was a few years ago, and within a span of 3 weeks, my father died. My daughter moved out and moved in with her natural father for the first time out of state, and I lost my job.
Oh, wow.
So it was a little challenging.
That's an understatement, right?
It was a little challenging. So, you know, after I had cleaned her room and taken all of the clothing out of her room, rewashed it, and rehung it multiple times for 3 weeks, I got over that she was gone. But, you know, then I felt kind of at loose ends. And I was watching a Judge Judy episode, and there were these two women, and, I mean, they were lovely, you know, beautifully dressed, and, you know, they had all their teeth. They were nice ladies. And they were fighting because the defendants had punched out the plaintiff in an Applebee's waiting area because the plaintiff had been nursing her baby because the baby got fretful, and the defendant took exception to this. And so it escalated, and they got into a fist fight. And I was just appalled because, you know, I used to take my daughter on sales calls and nurse her when she was born. Of course, I was at the back end of the parking lot in the back seat of my car with my mother's old poncho over my head. I looked like this blue mushroom mold thing in the back of my car. But, you know, I didn't think it called for bodily harm. So I started thinking about, well, what would I do to solve this problem? And I had a Rwana. I picked up in Ireland years before, and I started looking at the dimensions of it. And so I grabbed an old piece of fabric and started playing around with it, and it started out as nursing wraps for nursing mothers.
Wow.
Then I had a friend say to me, my sister's going through chemo for breast cancer, and she has trouble lifting her arm. Could you make her one? Then it was, my grandmother's always cold. Can you make one? So then it became, it evolved. About 50% of my business is actually comfort wraps for elderly people, for people who go through chemo or dialysis, and they're fleece and they're machine washable. And, you know, I like to think of them as wearing a hug. And I learned to sew because my mother and my grandmother were both dressmakers. And when I was a little kid, if I wanted Barbie clothes, they said, there's the scrap pile, there's the needle and thread, make them. So I learned. So that it's something that gives me a chance to be creative and release and, you know, feel good about something that I'm making.
But not only that, it gives you a chance to do that so that you're fulfilled, but it also, to me, it's also a work of art, and it's a functional work of art, Sandy, that women can use at different, like you're saying, different stages of their lives, from nursing a baby to having a shawl for warmth in their elder years or whatever. So it really serves many people. So it's something for you, but in a way, it's a way of giving back, and it's a creative process, and it's about I love beautiful things. So it's about allowing women to have that opportunity to also, I think dressing can be a creative act depending upon what you put on. And so by you putting all your creativity and love and energy into that, women kind of emerge from dressing in your apparel, these wraps, feeling good about themselves, taking care of a particular need that they have, but also feeling like a superwoman. We can feel like superwomen when we feel beautiful about ourselves, and it's not just external beauty, but your wraps can enhance that internal beauty as well. So tell us, because we're kind of have a few minutes going here, and how do people get a hold of these wraps? I know I'm going to that website, and how do they buy it, and how do they find out more about your radio show and more about Sandy Tuttle?
Well, thank you. If you go to my website, which is www.averagewomansj.com, at the top you'll see products. if you click on products, it'll take you to a page where there's pictures of my wraps, which I sell on Etsy. Or if you want a particular one, because a lot of my business is custom, because I never make the same one twice. You know, all you have to do is contact me through my website. Just click on contact and let me know. I'll get in touch. I'll find out what it is that you want, make it up for you, no problem, ship it out to you. I love the challenge of custom orders, especially finding out if somebody is a little short and a little broad and their favorite color is lavender. We can work with that. I also have links on my website for my online jewelry boutique, which is called Bose Bling and Shiny Things. And all this month, if you sign up as a new customer, you get a free shipping coupon. So don't miss out on that, because I always have brand new fun stuff there. I also
Let me ask you this, though. Are you making your own jewelry? Because I'm in the need for jewelry here. So is that...
No, I'm not doing that. Actually, my husband, when I wanted something, I tell him and he makes it for me. But no, I'm not selling jewelry because everybody is selling handmade jewelry. No, this is an actual online company.
So what's the bling and shiny things? What's that?
Well, if you go to the website, it's actually a website that I'm an affiliate. And they provide inventory and I select the inventory that I think reflects what I like to see, what I like to wear. Now, based on the years that I worked at Fashions by Panina, which is a specialty store here in Marlton, New Jersey, and just the things I like, I select them, and then they're provided at a very good price for anybody who wants to purchase them online.
So you're still using your creativity to bring those kinds of products in,
yes,
on to sell. So again, it's still about utilizing your creativity, utilizing what you think is a way of beautifying and empowering a woman, and being able to share that vision that you have with other women as well. So I think that's great.
Exactly.
Okay, we have about a minute or two. Tell women, give like what you would like to leave them with. If today was the last day that you were ever on my show, which is impossible because we'll do this again, what's the legacy that you would leave for women? What would you want them to know?
I want everyone to know that just because you see somebody walking down the street or you see them on TV or they look larger than life, you know, don't compare yourself to them and put yourself down. You know, even somebody like me, I overcame some very, very, very serious challenges in my life. And everybody has a hard life. Everybody thinks their own problems are the worst. So it's not about the degree of who's the worst. But anybody can overcome anything that is put in front of them. You always do have the power inside yourself to do this. You have your own superpowers. You just need to stop and breathe and channel them. Don't envy that woman walking down the street. She may have overcome amazing things to get where she is, but that doesn't mean that you can't do it too. You can do it. You absolutely can. You just have to believe and you have to take that first step.
And make sure that the window's open and that you know how to jump or fly. Sandy,
and then just
thank
put
you.
Your cape on and flip it over your shoulder and go, girl.
And go to it. Go, girl. Right. Well, Sandy, you go, girl. You and I are going to have a girl's day out that may last forever. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest with your wonderful tips and your Home Badger creations and your radio show. And have a blessed day.
Joanne, thank you so much for inviting me. You have a terrific day, and I love you tons, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye, doll.
Bye, sweetheart. Thanks so much. Folks, I love the advice that Sandy offered us, because for all of those women out there, just as Sandy said, reach inside of yourself, and no matter what struggle we have, just the last few days I've been going through some challenges, and sometimes what I do to kind of override those for a while is to contact a friend, and I do have a couple of wonderful friends who are there to listen and to kind of help me through those difficult times, and hopefully that's what they do with me when they're going through those same difficult times. And just remember that we are resilient. You're more resilient than you possibly can imagine. And sometimes you think, oh, I just can't go on any longer, or this is the last straw, or this is the last step, or how much more do I need to endure? But believe me, you are strong, stronger than you ever imagined. This is Dr. Joanne White, and go to my website, Dr. Joanne with an E, White, WHITE.com. Take a look at my upcoming radio shows. We are actually going to feature a new program that I'm getting ready to start online, the Self-Sustainability Resource Yourself coaching system. So stay tuned for that, because I'll be talking more about that, and there'll be a lot of free giveaways that go with that. And also, what's going to happen next week is we're going to be featuring Marilyn Tam, and we're going to take a look at your level of happiness. Today we've been talking about you women being a superwoman. Well, we're going to look at everybody's ability to be superwomen and everybody's ability to be happy. And also, we're going to take a look at what's going on here, too. We're going to take a look at what you need to do to bring back your health and to make sure that your health is in gear, and we're bringing on guests to help you do that. So stay tuned, because actually next week, May 29th, we're featuring Dr. Heather Clark, and she's going to talk about your digestive system and good health and learn about the importance of healthy detoxification. So many people don't even know what detoxification is, but we're right in the season. Oftentimes it's seasonal for us to kind of get rid of a lot of the pollutants that we've been carrying around, and this is a prime time to do that. So May 29th, which is next Wednesday, is Dr. Heather Clark, excuse my error there, and she's going to be sharing her wonderful wisdom. This is Dr. Joanne White, and remember, you are special. You are extraordinary. And you are wonderful. So just remember that as you move through your world and you move through each day. And again, thank you so much for being here with us and for sharing your day with us. Have a blessed day and a blessed week. Until then.
Been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.